Chapter 16.
Enemies are not accidental or unfortunate. We make them, we earn them, and we nurture them, whether we realize it or not. If we can't find real enemies, we'll invent them and make them as big as we can. They become our justification for existing, or excuses for our own failings. Many of us would suffer if we didn't have them. Who would need Jedi if there were no Dark Force users? Lord Gajaker Bayul, Kalian Ranger.
Teth Monastery. Ventress had thought there was nothing left that the Jedi could take away from her. But she was wrong. The last moments of intelligence droid 4A7 unfolded as a holo recording. After she'd acted on that transmission, coldly rational, to alert vessels to look for Skywalker's ship, she had a moment to reflect. She watched it 2, 3, then 4 times in the semi-darkness of an alcove in the passageway, shutting out the battle raging in the monastery grounds outside. Artillery fire smashed into the building and the volcanic rock of the plateau. The floor trembled beneath her feet.
They had to take him from me too, didn't they? Without a second thought.
4A7 was designed to upload stored data and his temporary volatile memory if he was too badly damaged to function, to stop information from falling into enemy hands. His backup power supply was set to detect a catastrophic failure and then transmit everything, both stored and volatile, to a secure location. When the system finally failed, when the droid died, there would be no data left in his components for an enemy to extract. So he'd continued to dump data, still running on that short-lived backup power, still conscious, even after the Jedi brat decapitated him. That realization disturbed Ventress more than anything else.
It means nothing to you, does it, Jedi?
The droid had been the only trustworthy entity in her world. Ventress heard his words and saw the events from the perspective of the holorecorders embedded in the side of each photoreceptor. No. Eyes. He had eyes. And the recorded data were his thoughts. She refused to use that sterile machine language. 4A7 had died like a man. He was more of a real being than most organics she had to endure. He'd done his duty, and irrelevant as it was now, he'd told the Jedi some home truths about the dictatorship of the Republic. His termination on active service was as heroic to Ventress as any flesh-and-blood soldier's. She looked at her data pad. It now contained everything that had been 4A7. Programming, data, and working memory up to the point when his backup power supply had finally failed.